From the cradle to the grave, the majority of the human race is engaged in one long search for happiness, for satisfaction of the cravings of man's many-sided nature. But how few obtain it in any lasting measure. The reasons are not far to seek. Man is not made to find happiness within himself, nor satisfaction in pursuit of his own ends and pleasure. We are made after the image of God, and can find true and abiding satisfaction only in him and in the doing of his will. Another reason arises out of that which I have mentioned. When a man has really found God, he soon discovers his fellow men. He realizes that most of them lack what he has found, the source of true, abiding satisfaction. He learns from Jesus Christ the blessedness of the denial of self and of the service of others. He that would be great among you shall be servant of all. In these three things, fellowship with God, denial of self, and the service of others, you have the only key to that true life and abiding satisfaction which God intended man to enjoy. All human experience bears witness to this. Yet how slow men are to accept and build their lives upon its truth. Are you doing so, my friend? Are you living your life in God, in harmony with his laws and purposes for you? If you are, you will wish above all things to express your love for him in terms of service for your fellow men. Everywhere opportunities exist which call aloud for disinterested service. In the slum areas of our crowded cities, in the non-Christian countries of the world, opportunities to minister to the suffering in body and in mind, opportunities with boys and girls whose hearts and minds are so readily susceptible to good or evil. Opportunities for telling a world borne along in a passionate search for happiness in directions which must inevitably end in disillusion of the love of God as revealed in the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. Here, I declare to every young man and woman who may listen to me, is work which will fill your life with a satisfaction such as nothing else is capable of giving, and which will reward you with treasure hereafter, which will endure when every possession of earth has perished forever.